Hey, I'm Jenna Furman. Today we are here with my dad, Dr. Furman, the nutritional scientist and even the reporter. Oftentimes I hear him say while he's lecturing, "Don't hate me, I'm just the reporter," when he talks about why people should stop eating that junk food that's been killing them and start a healthy nutritarian diet that can reverse their diseases and even save their lives. So today we're going to report on smart supplementation. How can we supplement smartly? What ingredients should we be looking for in our supplements? And more importantly, what ingredients do we want to avoid? Supplements that are being sold today even have potentially harmful ingredients. So that's why we're diving into the science, reporting on the literature, so that you guys can supplement smartly. Today we are going to be discussing not only how to supplement, but how to supplement smartly, because that is part of the nutritarian diet. Correct, Dad?
That's right. You know, the nutritarian approach includes the proper use of supplements. Because if we want to maximize human longevity, it's not just food. It's you have to do everything right. That means sleep and exercise and supplement intelligently.
I feel like when we talk about supplements, we always use the word optimal. And it's not just take this, because sometimes you could take too much or too little. There's this scale, and you always talk about this range for people to be in, and it's the optimal range because that's the sweet spot where we could increase our lifespan and promote our well-being.
That's exactly a good point, because obviously too much of certain supplements can be harmful as much as too little can be harmful. A lot of people make the mistake of taking, they think because a little bit of vitamin D is okay, take huge amounts, or because a little bit of iodine is okay, take huge amounts, or a little bit of zinc and they take too much. And so you can get in trouble from too much or being insufficient or deficient.
So a lot of these vitamin and minerals we're talking about achieving the optimal range. But with that being said, I love kind of how you started selling supplements and why you started selling supplements, that it was for your patients. So let's throw it back and you tell us how you started realizing there was a hole in nutrition on the nutritarian diet.
I knew pretty early in my career as a specialist in nutritional medicine and longevity that there were problems with a plant-based diet or a vegan diet, because I was advocating people follow either a vegan diet or a near-vegan diet. And the problem is, as you take away the animal products, you lose some nutrients that ideally could extend human longevity. Like, for example, people recognize that animal products are a better source of B12 and plant foods don't have B12 in them. Well, you can just eat enough fish every day to get B12. But, you know, but plant foods also, for example, don't give you ideal amounts of zinc. Your zinc requirements in a plant-based diet are about double for a person eating animal products, or they could just eat a lot of seafood to get their zinc. I'm saying that the same thing with iodine. You could eat a lot of seaweed and seafood to get iodine, but there's a problem with getting those nutrients from seafood, which I'm not recommending. It's because there's a lot of reasons, and we're not going to go into all of them here, whether it's raising IGF-1 or the PCBs and DDTs in seafood, or the metals like mercury, or microplastic pollution in the ocean, where most people were carcinogenic plastic exposure from seafood. Question is, can we live longer and have better health by supplementing with some substances that we're not getting as much from a plant-based diet as we would have if we included animal products? And if you look at that research with a lot of openness and depth, you find that, yes, it's actually better to have higher levels of zinc. It's actually better to have adequate B12 and iodine levels, because deficiencies can cause problems. And we see now that even zinc insufficiency can lead to not just prostate cancer, but prostate enlargement. And zinc insufficiency with aging can lead to higher risk of pneumonia and infection. And giving vegans or plant-based eaters who are eating super healthfully some extra zinc is additionally lifespan promoting. You know, we could be in denial and bury our heads and just say a vegan diet's ideal, but a nutritarian diet wants to hit that sweet spot to guarantee that people make sure they're not missing anything that could be affecting their later life health. And that includes these nutrients that we're saying are not at ideal levels in a plant-based diet. Predominantly, let's list those five nutrients just to be clear: zinc, B12, iodine, K2, because you get K1 from plants, but not K2, and vitamin D. So those five nutrients, you could be marginally insufficient or not in the optimal range on a plant-based diet, and supplementing intelligently to hit that sweet spot, but not to over-supplement, obviously, as we're talking about, encompasses this whole nutritarian philosophy of maximizing human longevity.
So you're saying that you decided to make these supplements for your patients when you're prescribing them for their health concern, a vegan or near vegan diet, that you wanted them to have the complete array of healthy nutrients, but you couldn't just prescribe someone else's supplements with this because of the big reason that other supplements also contain kind of harmful ingredients, which is really interesting too.
Yeah, that's right. I had problems because I started to wanting them to take extra certain things, and then the supplements they were taking would have ingredients that would make them potentially harmful, particularly folic acid, vitamin A, beta carotene, vitamin E, and copper and iron and all these different things. And we're talking about that most supplements have ingredients, not just fillers and incipients and other toxic capsules and things that they shouldn't be taking, but also the actual nutrients in the supplements shouldn't be supplemented. On a nutritarian diet, you're already getting tons of folate. You wouldn't want to take more, but you certainly don't want to take folic acid, which would drive you into a danger zone.
To give people some background on the folic acid, I always found that tidbit interesting because I picture like scientists in a lab making this folic acid. But folate, you always say, is like it comes from foliage, comes from plants, and it's a really powerful vitamin and nutrient. And so scientists, when people weren't eating enough plants or vegetables, decided to chemically derive this. And the chemically derived form is called folic acid. And they started fortifying in everything. You'll see it from so many things. In bread, you'll see it in supplements. And if you start to look, you get kind of freaked out that this folic acid is actually shown to potentially what? Cause cancer? Hurt people?
There's a lot of data from the scientific literature demonstrating that folic acid is a cancer promoter, and it promotes common cancers like breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer.
It's actually fortified in our stuff.
That's correct. And also the medical profession and health authorities advocate pregnant women and women of childbearing ages take folic acid, take a cancer-promoting substance to have normal children. Instead of advocating people eat green vegetables to have normal children, they make it okay to live on fast food and just take a folic acid pill, which is a major cause of the cancer epidemic, of a major cause of death in children, is acute blastocytic leukemia. And both brain tumors and brain cancers are linked to, of course, we're talking about the lack of green vegetables in the mother's diet, not just during pregnancy, but also before conception. And so we have a completely backwards medical system, whether it's giving drugs for something that are lifestyle related or giving drugs. Folic acid is a drug, because people don't eat vegetables. We're a green vegetable-dependent animal. We can't have normalcy without a high intake of green vegetables. And people get around it by taking folic acid, which is a synthetic drug, instead of eating greens. And it has tremendous detrimental effects on society. So that's one of the main reasons where I had to make a supplement where people could get what they need and not get the stuff they don't need.
So tell us how you really feel about folic acid. Iron. You listed iron as dangerous. So I know some people require extra iron. So can you tell us a little bit about the dangers?
A lot of people shouldn't be taking iron unless they need iron. If they're deficient in iron, and people absorb iron at all different rates. Some people are poor iron absorbers, and if their levels are low, taking some additional iron could be okay or beneficial. But if they have high amounts, of course. But iron's an oxidant, not an antioxidant. Just putting iron in a supplement could be not helpful. And that's what's wrong with taking prenatal vitamins, because they all contain iron. And that could hurt some women and some women's children by taking iron during pregnancy. That doesn't mean that some women don't need to take iron during pregnancy. Some women do need. But if you're giving iron to women that don't need iron during pregnancy and you're pushing their levels too high, then you're also messing them up too.
Does your prenatal vitamin contain iron?
It does. But I have two types, one with iron and one without iron, and I have an algorithm on the website, which is where people can enter in their blood test results and their ferritin levels, their CBC, and then they can get a recommendation as to whether they should take the one that contains iron or take one of each and have less iron or take no iron. So I'm still basing my recommendations whether a person should add iron, even during pregnancy, based on results of their testing, not just assuming all people should be taking iron.
So you think the supplement protocol is a bit unique between individuals?
Has to be individualized, that's correct.
So I always thought, because of your prenatal vitamin contains iron, that all people of childbearing age should have that extra iron.
No, they should not. And of course, some women who are already postmenopausal or have their ferritin so low that they still need to take iron, and they should take the prenatal, but most of them should not.
Your women's daily multivitamin has no iron, and your women's prenatal has iron. So you created those two options based on your blood test.
Yes, I also have another multi for women you know, we have the gentle prenatal and we have the gentle care. The gentle care does not contain iron but still has a lower dose of vitamin D than the women's multi. So we have actually three women's multis to choose from based on their need for deep vitamin D and iron. They could adjust which one they're taking.
So I know the multi for men and women, for everyone, has those essential nutrients and has with also none of the potentially harmful ingredients. But I know there's a really big one you're keen on that you think is essential for all people as well.
Well, yes. I really started manufacturing a supplement. I didn't start with a multivitamin. I started seeing how I could get DHA for my patients and my family because I noted that low levels of DHA as measured by an omega-3 index was linked to dementia, cognitive impairment, depression, and of course, increased mortality. You know, what happened was I started out so enthusiastic in the plant-based community through my knowledge of and involvement with the natural hygiene community. And my mentors and friends and the people who were doctors in those days, Dr. Shelton, Dr. Vetrano, Dr. Burton, Dr. Sidwa, all these people who I admired and learned from. And as they got older, I was younger than them, and I was caring for an elderly community of people who were natural hygienists, as well as elderly people who were members of the American Vegan Society in New Jersey. And so I had the unique opportunity as a physician, we're talking about more than 30 years ago, to be caring for people who were getting older and not following a typical plant-based diet or just being vegans or vegetarians. These were super healthy eaters. They were eating fruits and vegetables and nuts and beans, and they weren't eating any junk food. Yet, almost all of them still developed problems. They either developed dementia or other neurologic problems like Parkinson's as they aged. And I got very alarmed seeking out, you know, why are all these people eating so healthy on this natural hygiene type diet supposed to be living long and without diseases? Why are they getting sick and dying and having horrible problems like dementia and Parkinson's? And of course, DHA became the answer here. And even when I drew blood, I found that a lot of these individuals who developed Parkinson's eating so healthfully had almost non-existent DHA levels in their bloodstream. And later I found out, of course, that low levels of DHA increase the inflammatory potential of the brain and make you more vulnerable to being damaged by chemicals and produce. And so there's chemical links to Parkinson's, but the point is low DHA makes you more sensitized to be damaged by those chemical exposures in the environment.
Oh, so those omega-3 fatty acids offer some level of protection from other stuff.
That's right. So even though they're protecting against a lot of things, Parkinson's was the most shocking finding. Why did Dr. Herbert Shelton, the king, what you could say the founder of the natural hygiene movement, that's how I got into this way of healthy eating, is by reading his books originally. Why did he suffer and die prematurely of Parkinson's disease? And I had to seek that out because otherwise he was living so healthfully, admired him and expected him to live to be 100 years old, you know. So it was sad and, of course, somewhat alarming that many of these physician leaders developed all these neurologic problems, and Dr. Sidwa had Parkinson's, you know, so we're talking about all these people developing similar problems, and it was quite alarming.
That's a very interesting concept to understand, because it really is between a rock and a hard place, and you're trying to like slither between both to find the right solution, because it seems like the rock is that fish and anything from the ocean has just become so polluted. Like even humans who consume a lot of fish have microplastics now growing in them, and all of that mercury and stuff can cause cancer and terrible problems premature. But then you're saying a total absence of some of those crucial nutrients can cause huge problems, like even Parkinson's disease. So the key would be for everyone to avoid that and take these learnings and do something about it would be to supplement DHA.
Right. So I've taken the blood test and I find that this man with Parkinson's, who was a leader in the natural health community, right? And he develops Parkinson's. I take his level, it's almost zero. And then I start giving some DHA that I'm getting from other sources to help supplement now vegans. And I find a huge amount of complaints in people having burping, indigestion, you know, bad breath, or telling me it tastes
vile. Gross.
Yeah. So the type of fish oils and the vegan DHA wasn't fresh. And so I sent it to laboratories and I had it tested to see how much rancidity was there. And the TBA scores were very high. These scores of rancidity was high. So that's when I really tried to come up with a way we could get DHA, supplement our diet with DHA without eating fish, and still get a fresh product that's not rancid, because most omega-3 fatty acid you buy in the store are rotten or rancid, right? They're not fresh.
I know that a lot of them come in those capsules, and yours is in liquid form because you didn't want that encasing to also be digested. What's with the capsules? Okay or not okay?
Well, not only do I think people shouldn't be taking in all the capsule material, but also, if you're not tasting it, then you don't know if it's fresh or not. By swallowing a pill in a capsule, you're taking something rotten, and it doesn't, if it tastes bad, if it tastes bad, you shouldn't be consuming it. You know what I mean? Because it's probably rotten. Fish oil tastes bad. It's rotten fish oil. People are popping rotten fish oil. They're popping rotten vegan DHA products. And of course, I'm taking so much care, so I developed this with the manufacturer of DHA. I had them say, well, how can we keep it fresh? How can we not do what other people are doing? And then what we came up with is packing it in glass, not plastic, in dark glass to prevent against light exposure, keep it under refrigeration, ship it to our warehouse in refrigerated trucks, store it in our warehouse under refrigeration. So when we send it out, we're sending people a fresh product that doesn't have rancidity. So they get the DHA benefits without the rancidity drawbacks.
So this is a fresh product, but it's vegan DHA, so it's not coming directly from the fish. So it comes from algae?
Yes, it's a special type of algae that they grow in the laboratory under, obviously, like clean conditions. The companies that make it also make DHA for other supplemental companies, too. They get the same DHA from the same company. They're just getting older DHA that's not refrigerated, and it's the same company that makes it.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know, as we were prepping for this episode and talking about what we were going to discuss, when we got into this topic, I opened my fridge and I popped some Dr. Furman DHA EPA, because for all those people that are listening, now would be the time, because it really is so important to take this stuff daily, right?
You got to remember to take it daily, right? Let me just say a couple of things, because obviously I got very alarmed with the dangers of letting your omega-3 index get too low. But then there are lots of studies that have come out in the last decade demonstrating that shrinkage of the brain with aging occurs with low DHA, that lower levels of the omega-3 index is associated with smaller brain volume with aging, and loss of memory and cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. So all those three things go hand in hand: brain shrinkage, Alzheimer's, dementia. So we're talking about all types of neurologic impairment linked to low blood levels of DHA. What I'm saying right now is to bury your head in the sand and not be aware of your omega-3 index and not being trying to optimize your level of these omega-3s is very foolish, because this is the whole point of using modern nutritional science, the most recent and corroborated findings to enable humans to extend lifespan. For example, a recent study came out in 2020 where they followed thousands of people for 11 years, finding that low omega-3 index was a huge risk for early life mortality and premature death of all causes. And the risk of having a low level was the same as people who smoked cigarettes. Having a low omega-3 index had the increased risk that was consistent with people who smoke 2 packs a day. So we have all these people who are perhaps not checking it, not taking supplements, and following plant-based diets, letting their levels get too low. And they would never think of smoking a pack of cigarettes, but they're so enthusiastic about their plant-based diet that they're not going to look at the potential deficiencies that could be potentially dangerous.
Instead of just being more open to the fact that, like, I'm going to eat this way to fight disease and all this, I'm going to supplement smartly to make sure I don't run into any problems down the road.
Right, because that's what we're saying, a nutritarian diet. What I'm doing is somewhat different than other people. I'm trying to do all the right things to make sure people live a long life and not just join some religious cult and believing in what people are doing based on some belief system because you like the guy who's talking. I want to make sure the research is there and you have all the studies support what you're doing. And for example, talking about this shorter lifespan in people with low omega-3 indexes, that means that this has been corroborated by a meta-analysis of 17 prospective studies showing that increased levels of omega-3 index linked to increased longevity and lower levels being increasing all causes of death, including cardiovascular death, cancer death, suicides, accidents, falls, depression. So we're talking now not only about preventing neurologic problems in later life, preventing dementia and Parkinson's, we're saying that having an adequate DHA index is important for aging slower, causing less inflammation in the brain, able to repair brain cells and B, and keep your fully intelligent self as you age and lower your risk of cancer and heart disease too. So we're talking about that plant-based eaters still could be putting themselves at risk if they're not maintaining an adequate omega-3 index. And recently I've changed my viewpoints because I used to think a 4 on the omega-3 index was good enough. And now I've had to go to a higher level looking at more data, more studies, and saying, well, above 4 is better than being 3, but it's not ideal. You better be above 5 or above 6 if you really want what's ideal, because the longest lifespan is people who are in the higher quintile, you know?
Yeah, this is reminding me of the study that also came out pretty recently about vitamin D and how some vegans were exposed and had higher risk for fractures and breaking bones. So that's why you go into detail about how vitamin D is also needs to be thought of.
Well, yeah, but vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. There's just as many people who are D deficient who eat animal products too. Well, you get the zinc and the B12 and the iodine from seafood. You don't get the K2 and the D from seafood, so that wouldn't help there anyway. So vitamin D more has to do with people just were living indoors, were avoiding the sun, that's aging of the skin and skin cancer. But it's still something that we have to be careful about, is measure your level, and you don't want to take too much. Right? We don't want to take just like 5,000 or 10,000 a day. We want to take the amount that brings us into that sweet spot between like 25 and 45 is probably the sweet spot, or 30 and 40. 30 to 45 is probably the sweet spot. Don't overtake it, but hit that sweet spot and supplement what you need accordingly. So all these things are fine-tuning the diet and putting it together with the judicious and intelligent use of supplements to assure people have no weaknesses in their concept of longevity and health.
It's important, and you always report on this stuff on drfirman.com on the blog on new findings and updates about all of these ingredients and vitamins and minerals, which is great. But aside from the stuff that we have to take, from the stuff that's absolutely essential for us to live a long and healthy life, you've then created a line to go into ingredients that are really just beneficial and help us age better, protect our immunity, age slower, I should say, not better, and live longer. And those are kind of fun, interesting, healthy ingredients that you decided to put in supplements.
Right. Well, you know what happened there? I didn't even start that because of that reason. It's that I was caring for so many people with cancer. And I had so many guests and patients who had cancer that were doing great and who came to me with wanting the dietary portfolio and supplemental regimen that would give us the most possibility to beat their cancer and live longer. So all the research and devising what's the best approach for people with cancer, you know, made you recognize or made me recognize that taking not just a diet with mushrooms in it, but actually adding, you know, 10 different mushroom extracts of the ones they're not eating has other beneficial protective effects against cancer and going to help them live longer. The same thing that you have more cancer fighting ability to prevent cellular replication and cellular proliferation by giving people, you know, green tea extracts. So I designed the extra supplements so I'd have them to use for my patients who were counting on me to give them the best program to fight cancer because they already had cancer or a precancerous condition. But then continuing to look at all the studies that are out there, you know, I'm saying, well, I'm not treating a cancer patient, but we want to prevent cancer, and taking these extra mushroom extracts, taking, you know, turmeric and different curcumin-type compounds, because raw turmeric doesn't just contain curcumin. It contains other beneficial nutrients like turmerones and elamine, and we can put black turmeric in. So we have a lot of things we add to assure the absorption of those turmeric root compounds that adequately get absorbed. So we concentrate some of those beneficial compounds and then add mixed raw turmeric to it. And, of course, then we're adding green tea extract, and not just regular green tea extract like a regular green tea, but actually having a special type of green tea that includes different types of green tea benefits and different types of green tea leaves that give you the most assortment of polyphenols. So it was really devising some supplements that can be utilized really to halt cellular replication and help people with cancer. But now I take, you know, one immune biotech with all the mushrooms and astragalus and beta-glucans and the elderberry, and I take one or two of the ultracell biotech to take the green tea, because now we're seeing so much studies on taking a little bit of green tea extracts and a little bit more green tea, and these turmeric compounds have anti-aging effects. They have anti-aging effects on the brain and the body. They increase DNA repair, the ability of the body to maintain stem cells and telomeres. So now it's no longer just taking a higher dose if you have cancer, but taking a lower dose to get the maximum anti-aging effects. And now I feel I have my nutritarian diet, and I have smart supplementation to put the little icing on the cake to really push the envelope of human longevity. And I'm doing it for everybody, but also for myself and my own family, because I want to take what's best too. So the fact that I can design these supplements for people to use, I actually can pick the best quality ingredients and design it so we can use it too. Seeking out what's available in the marketplace and picking the very best types of ingredients to not make it cheap and not make it cut corners, you know what I mean?
I enjoy that you take our feedback too, because I know I'm a big tea drinker, and you were able to make that mushroom chai powder that I now add to my teas, and it has those 10 different mushroom extracts, which is super cool. So I'm getting all those beneficial mushroom extracts from that. But my question is, I'm so used to eating the whole food, like that's just something that's ingrained in me, but you're saying when we supplement with the extracts, it's just as good, or you're isolating the best parts?
Yeah, both those things are true, but keep in mind that you and I are trying to eat a variety of mushrooms, but we're still not eating, you know, 10 or 15 varieties of mushrooms a couple of days or weeks. So we're not getting all the benefits mushrooms have to offer, because we're mostly eating shiitake and one other. You know, today I had some oyster cremini or oyster, but you're not getting all the richness and the nutritional variety of all the mushrooms that have these beneficial anti-cancer effects. So we're talking turkey tail and lion's mane and all the other different reishi and all the different types of mushrooms that we can add to our diet by having a little of these mushroom extracts. Which, fascinating, when you do the research on all these different mushrooms, they each have individual differences and benefits. So we're getting a broader spectrum of mushrooms in our diet by using the supplements, just like we eat a broad spectrum of beans and a broad spectrum of greens and a broad spectrum of nuts. So a nutritarian diet also recognizes that nutritional variety gives us lifespan enhancement, longevity benefits, and even with the right microbiome. You know, it's like taking a probiotic to get the best microbiome. It's not going to ever work, because you're missing too many different types of bacterial species, and you need to have a wide nutritional diversity of fibers of many different foods to get the widest diversity of bacteria in your gut to have the healthiest microbiome. So you can't get the healthiest microbiome with a probiotic like you can by eating a wide variety of different foods. So whether it's, you know, people cutting nuts out or cutting fruit out or cutting this out or cutting that out, we're trying to being widely inclusive as possible of different types of plant materials, because there's plant synergy and there's phytochemical synergy, meaning the more variety of phytochemicals we get, the better our health gets. So it's not just eating a huge amount of kale. It's eating some bok choy, some kale, some cauliflower, some radish, some arugula. It's going to be healthier than eating a huge amount of kale. So it's not just eating a mushroom. It's getting some different types of mushrooms. The same thing is why we're using the mushroom extract, because it gives us a wider variety of nutritional exposure to those beneficial compounds.
I love that. I love that we have the upper hand by using nutritional science. We're not just leaving our future up to fate now, so we're like taking action. I always feel great about the fact that I'm fighting cancer with every day. You know what I mean? That makes me feel good about my diet and my lifestyle.
Yeah, me too. You don't live with fear of disease. You live with confidence. And the fact that we used science to give us this added degree of protection so we can just have fun in our lives and forget about ever being sick or going to doctors.
Oh, I'm all about the fun.
Yeah. I don't go to doctors. I don't even go to myself.
It's true. I wouldn't go to you either. No, sometimes you do help me out. Sometimes. For more information about any of the supplements, as always, all this education is on drfurman.com, and you can take the Vitamin Advisor and find out what supplements Dr. Furman recommends for you and learn more, because they are filled with some great nutritious ingredients.